These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators, welcome back to our meditation journey. Today is day 77 out of a 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael. Day 77, that's so great. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I see you, I feel you, and I'm so glad to be part of your journeys. I hope that you appreciate yourself, that you give yourself a pat on the back, for 77 days is no small feat. I think that you know it, and I think that it is important for you to celebrate yourself on these big wins. And 77 days straight of meditation is indeed a big win. So congratulations on that. I would like to celebrate you. I would like to celebrate this whole challenge. And during the 100 days challenge, I'm offering you a 50% discount on the course. It is currently on pre-launch. It is a deep dive in transcendence, meditation, theories, techniques, philosophies, and more. 50% discount only for the next 20 days or so, 22 days, 23 days. So have a look, and if you're one of the first 100 persons to sign up, you'll get also a free one-on-one session with myself. So have a look at that in the description below, in the show notes of the podcast. But first, let's meditate. That is what is important now, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session, approximately 25 minutes. At the end of the meditation, I give you a prompt for contemplation. So make sure that you stay till the end and that you have a 4 or 5 minutes buffer. If you have a little bit more time afterwards to journal about that prompt, that's even better, but that really is up to you. We sit nice and comfortably, we sit nice and straight, either on a chair or directly on the floor, that is up to you, as long as you're able to sit with a good posture, that you're sitting with dignity, with pride, taking space vertically, shoulders relax. We start the meditations by dedicating them to someone, it can be to anybody in the whole wide world and beyond. The way we do this, we close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart. Nice deep breath in through the nose. And the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. If we want, we can also imagine that person, feel that person, visualize that person receiving our projection, receiving our dedication, our love, our energy. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. And if you feel like you need to move, start moving. If you feel like stretching, stretch. If you feel like wiggling, wiggle. If you feel like smiling, smile. Don't force anything. Keep it natural. Whenever you're ready, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay there, stay seated. Get reacquainted to the environment around you. And before you go, I would like to give you a little prompt for contemplation, a little quote to ponder on. It's from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, who says, "The wise man is one who knows what he does not know." I feel we live in a world where there is so much certainty from everybody. We consider everybody's opinions like facts. Everybody can tweet and become a journalist. Everybody can read a tweet about medicine and suddenly they're medical doctors. We have taken too much importance into each of our opinions. And it is important to let go of constant certainty and of realizing that there are things that we do not know. And sometimes the answer to a question, "I do not know," is the only real answer. I want to read it again and let you contemplate on it. "The wise man is one who knows what he does not know." Thank you so much for joining me on this challenge. My name is Raphael. I'm so honored to be part of your journey, to be part of your lives. Thank you so much. If you've enjoyed this video, this meditation, do share it with people that might benefit from them. Our mission is to spread meditation to as many people as possible, as I do think, feel, and believe that mindfulness, self-awareness is the way we can move forward to a better existence, maybe. Have a look at the links in the description for the course, for ways of reaching me, for the free weekly letter, and more. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.